It's 4 o'clock in the Fraser Canyon. Resistance is futile. Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears.
एक तकट एक दो तकट एक दो तीन तकट एक दो तीन चार बिश दो रुपए पी तो किन फिर किन फो किन माजी का क्ले जय हुआ एक तकट एक दो तकट एक दो तीन बिश दो रुपए पी तो किन फिर किन फो एक तकट एक दो तकट एक दो तीन तकट एक दो तीन चार तकट एक दो तीन चार पांच तकट धा एक दो तीन चार पांच तकट धा एक दो तीन चार पांच तकट ऊका गो ऊका कौन है तद दिकट दद में दिकट दम तकट दिकट ta 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 ta
Baby! way I can't get there from here, then I don't care where I'm going. It's to your thin red line. I'm stepping over. Thought you'd never miss me till I got a fast city address. Non-stop talker, what a rocker. Blue-eyed murder in a size 5 dress change. Nothing stays the same unchained. And you hit the ground running changed. Ain't nothing stays the same unchained. Yeah, you hit the ground running. I know I don't ask for permission. This is my chance to fly. Maybe enough ain't enough for you, but it's my turn to try.
But you never miss me till I got a fat city address. Non-stop talker, what a rocker. Blue-eyed murder in a size 5 dress change.
Nothing stays the same unchained. And you hit the ground running change. Nothing stays the same unchained.
Stays the same unchained, and you hit the ground running change. Ain't nothing stays the same unchained, and you hit the ground running. Hey, hey,
take a look at this.
right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, with today, the 18th of June, already's edition of Right Between Your Ears, coming at you live from the Rec Center on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lillooet. And I'd just like to say God bless everybody within earshot of this broadcast, whether you live here or you're driving by. Now, let me tell you what we opened up this can of music with here today. We started it up with a woman named Sheila Chandra out of all the way over there in England. And a little song of hers called Speaking in Tongues, number 3. And it's co-written by her and her husband, who I think helps out musically as well as producing her music. And the only little bit I can add to that song you heard, that kind of stuff you heard, when a person is learning to play the tablas, which are those little hand drums that are played pretty much with lots of tight little finger rolls, a small little drum you hear in some forms of Indian music. When you're learning the classic styles of that instrument, they use little memory tricks of vocalizations of those little syllables to help you learn the different techniques of the different finger rolls. So that's what she was actually showcasing there. But that woman possesses a very, very special voice. If you ever look her up, if you're not familiar with her, she sings old English and Irish and Scottish ballads in English. She sings traditional Indian songs from different regions of India, and she does lots of experimental stuff. So that was Sheila Chandra, Speaking in Tongues. And right on the heels of Sheila was a group I've been trying to showcase a little bit here from over there in Stockholm, Sweden. And it was a 5-member girl band, and they're called Thunder Mother. And the leader of that band, her name is Philippa Nessil, and the song you just heard was called Rock and Roll Sisterhood, which was co-written by pretty much the whole bunch of the 5 ladies. And sadly and happily, I'll tell you some news about Thunder Mother. I just sadly learned that 4 of the members of the band walked out on Philippa, who was the lead guitarist, major songwriter, and the driving force and brains behind the whole band. They just walked out and just left her there. But she vowed, this happened some time ago, it's late news I'm getting, but she didn't quit. That's the message. She didn't quit. She found 4 more people and carried on. I think she even did a tour without even batting an eyelash. So I don't know the inside scoop. You know, there'll be 5 versions to what happened. But anyway, Thunder Mother lives. After that, we went to a band out of the United States that was new to me about 2 years ago. And I just think that these guys are the best. And they're called Iron Horse is the name of the band. And they just played you a Van Halen song called Unchained on banjos, fiddles, guitars, and mandolins, and that's what they do. And so I've played a few of theirs before, and I will play some more, but that was Iron Horse, Unchained. And probably the last song of this set needs no introduction. I wish that I could get a hold of a different recording of it, and I will still try, and I'll put it on as soon as I do, but that was the inimitable U2 playing a song called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, a song that can resonate with about probably 98% of the population. And there is a version of that song that I have heard before. I don't know where it was recorded, but it has a black church choir singing in the background. I mean, a soulful church choir like you'd get down south. And it grabs you right by the ears and just twists you around. It's so good. If I ever get my hands on that copy, I will be playing it. And with all that said, on this beautiful sunny day, let's get on into some more music. That's what we're here for. Ladies and gentlemen, join us each Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for Radio Lillooet's special presentations of thought-provoking speech and fine literature. playing is the story of Alexander the Great.
I tried, but you hold me to my bottom floor, and I know you don't have anything for me to hold back for, but you make me do it anyway. It's not over.
Never went away. If worse comes to worst, then we don't make it. man. It's what they call growing pain.
Growing pain.
What's the deal with the seventh generation? I think they on the rise at the risk of elevation. Taken by an alien invasion, they faced it. Do you wanna ride inside of my spaceship? Shotgun to your dome, riding shotgun. Pedal to the metal with the world as a hostage. I found out who I am and they acting like I lost it. Here's the plot twist. We're pulling down the walls, we're putting up our own gates. This my land, bitch, you on the planet of the Nates. Big Dro said it first, I'm here to take his place. As a new kid on the block, fuck a wait list. I done damage to my spirit, trying to climb this avalanche. Being native to the land makes it hard to advance. In a white man's world where we up against a man, and we gotta fight twice as hard to stand a chance. You hear that? It's what we've overcome. What's been done to our people can't be undone. I pray and I pray for better days. But I hope the growing pains never go away. Cause the pain disappears through the years. Memories fade. It's on us to keep the ship straight. I slay. I kill a man for what I got today. That's why I hope the growing pains never go away.
Don't let the growing pains go away. Go away. Yeah. I hope the growing pains never go away. Go away. Go away. Yeah. Don't let the growing pains go away.
Yeah.
Go away. Yeah.
Please
don't let the growing pains go away.
Raw backwards on all of you rappers. I've been raw backwards since I started rapping. Rapping and unwrapping up all of these backwards. Got you in the snapback out there walking backwards. Treat you like my fitted wind. A native going get some dirt on it. Either throw your ass in the trash or smack the motherfucking dirt off it. Never rush that witch, you'll change your future. You hold the key to the present here will shoot you. To the next plateau, you gotta go. Never act out of line and you won't get your skin sewn. They be acting like you changed up. Funny how focus gets mistaken for an ego, thinking, oh, here he go. Native got some shine, now he ain't the people. Never forget where you started from. I guarantee I won't forget where I started, son. In the basement, hoping that my statements will change the face of the game. Cause you know I race in. Facing the struggle every day. Pounding a brick wall, hoping it'll change. Shout out to SNRK and salute from the field of the growing pain.
Got this dream to be a rap star. Cruising up and down Sunset Boulevard. Five deep with the Monets up in the car. Living large, but I'm barely getting by with these gift cards. These days are getting tough, but I embrace and put my troubles in the paper, dog. Staying medicated, never satisfied with basic. Got my head up in the clouds, looking down on this road that I'm taking. Will I make it?
I don't know.
Lifestyle of the rich and famous. Meanwhile, I've been missing a couple monthly payments. At the bottom of the food chain, dog, I hate it. I can't explain it. My life feels fornicated. But I'ma get rich, or I'ma die trying. My mama tell me that I'm bad with my money. Well, she ain't lying. She ain't lying. She ain't lying, hell nah, she ain't lying. Mama, don't lie. I wasn't built for the life of crime, so it's time to figure out another way to grind. I don't care if it ain't a dollar. Oh Lord, can you please give me a sign? Ready or not, the Loman Hill, I'm going till I get a deal so I can pay for meals with the fam that I killed for. Yeah, no Jerusalem, but the pain is real, oh. Yeah, this life a bitch without a doubt, dog. But I ain't never flinching like my Kobe did with Matt Barnes. Ice cold, I got the ice in my veins. Mamba mentality, Kobe face. Lord knows if I'ma grow old. You only live once, so might as well go for broke. I don't want my grand, now the spirits take me home. So I push through every single ache that's in my bones. Growing pains, yeah. Growing pains. On days where we barely got to eat, stomach growling while we sleeping, still ski, ski, ski. Boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. On days when we were under 19, but we got a bag of weed and two bottles of a weed. Boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. Having nights where I'm going too wild to fall victim to the temptations of this lifestyle. Boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. Yeah, 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 yeah. Growing pains.
Well, I'm
to the doctor. I said, I'm feeling kind of rough. Let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work won't work now. I had a dream. Ah, shucks, oh well. Now it's all fucked up. It's shot to hell. Yeah, yeah, my shit's fucked up. It has to happen to the best of us. The rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, yeah. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Alright, Lilouette, this is Mike, your host at today's edition of Right Between Your Ears. And we're going to count up this set backwards, and as I tell you what the songs were in this set, and just before we do the weather. So, that last song that you just heard was the one and only Mr. Otis Redding, and that's going out with a dedication to a man named Ronnie Hopkins. Used to be a brother-in-law of mine, but still a brother of mine. And Ronnie started out in Bessemer, Alabama, and wound up in my old neighborhood in Houston, Texas, where I used to live. And that's one of Ronnie's favorite songs. So that one's for you, called Dock of the Bay. You remember the significance of that. And all else I got to say is watch your six. Up before that was outfit out of Vancouver called Raccoon Eyes, and otherwise known as Miggy Hawes, which happens to be one of my sons. And that was his tune called Has Been / Was Not. And if you're interested in Raccoon Eyes music, you can look it up on the magic of the internet. Type in Raccoon Eyes Vancouver, and it'll take you probably to some its own page, a Facebook page, and some SoundCloud pages, and you can hear some different stuff. I'll be playing a few of them here on this show, of course. And up before that, we had Mr. Warren Zevon with a song called My Shit's Fucked Up. And I'll tell you why the reason I played it wasn't to giggle at the lyrics. It's a pretty powerful song, but when that song came into my own awareness and I researched a little bit on it, it turns out that Warren had been diagnosed already by a doctor that he had something wrong with him that wasn't ever going to get well. And it turns out he wrote that song after receiving that news, and he died not too long later. So I'm putting that song on the radio in the spirit of letting a man rage against the dying of the light. Everybody deserves that. And up before that was an outfit out of Vancouver that you hear a few times here on this show from time to time, called the Snotty Nose Rez Kids. and they're a rhythm and poetry outfit from various different locations on the up and down the coast. And but in this incarnation, they're called the Snotty Nose Rez Kids, and that song was called Growing Pains, and it featured rapper Hellenbach. And we started this set out with a dude from Australia that nobody's ever heard of, and the outfit that name they go by is called Tora, T-O-R-A, and I believe at this point they're just SoundCloud people that you find on SoundCloud. But very interesting sound, and that song that you heard was called Mercury. So again, that's a band called Tora out of Australia, and they do have a very, it gets under your skin kind of a sound, you know. On first hearing, some people it's like, yeah, it's not really my cup of tea, but you have a couple of sips of it and know it's good ambient music for certain types of tasks, put it that way. And with all that said, let me get my weather machine fired up, and this is going to be a with great Texas pride and Louisiana passion, I'm going to tell you this weather report, because this is getting more like it, folks. Current conditions in Lillooet, B.C., 36 Celsius. Barometric pressure, 101.1 kilopascals, with a tendency to fall. The dew point is 4.2, and the humidity is a delicious 14%. That means that those corn chips that you're using to eat while you watch the World Cup are not going to be mushy. They're going to stay crunchy. Now, overnight tonight, it's going to get down to a freezing cold 17 Celsius with clear skies and a little crescent moon. On Tuesday morning, we're going to climb on up in a mixed sunny cloudy sky like we had today, but we're going to climb up to 38 is the prediction. Now, that is enough to warm up the rocks of the ridge, which are going to throw their heat back at us, and so the overnight of Tuesday night is only predicted to dip down to 21. So that's nice for sitting out on the porch and doing a little star watching, though it'll be partly cloudy at nighttime. Wednesday, get a little bit of a break. We're only going to climb up to 35, so you might want a sweater. And overnight that night, there's a 30% chance of showers, but in my own prediction, if it does try to shower, it'll dry up and evaporate before it hits the ground. And the overnight temperature that night will be 22. Thursday, we're looking at 34 as the high on a sunny day. I'm not showing any more clouds all the way through to Sunday. And the overnight dipping down a little bit lower to 19 with a clear sky. Friday, we're kind of riding a wave down now. The high is only 28 and the overnight's 14. Saturday, dipping down a couple of degrees, and we got a high of 26 predicted and an overnight of 14. Now the winds are becoming south at 20K, gusting to 40 in the afternoon. UV index is 9 or very high, which ought to be very obvious. The winds out of the south at 20 will gust up to 40 on Tuesday night. And let's take a look at the historical records. We've got these records are kept in this case from 1998 to 2017. So I'll give you the high and low of this day during that period. Highest temperature until today on this day was 32 Celsius in 2004. So we busted a record. The lowest temperature on this day in that period was 9.2, and that was in 2016. So it looks to me like they owed us one, so that's why we got what we got today. And I believe, and I do believe, that it's time to go to the beach. Hey, Lillooet, for 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
Buried in the past. good thing last. Today in the entertainment section, there's room at the top for private detection. To mom and dad, this just doesn't matter, but it's either that or pay off the kidnapper. So all you critics sit alone. You're no better than me for what you've shown. With your stomach pump and your hook and ladder dreams, we could get together for some scene. And jive alive, and out on the corner it's 5:30, but the subways are empty and so are the cafes, except for the farmer's market, and I still can hear him say, you're all just pissing. Know it, but you are, and there ain't nothing like a friend who can tell you you're just pissing in the wind. never knew a man could tell so many lies. He had a different story for every set of eyes. How can he remember who he's talking to? 'Cause I know it ain't me, and I hope it isn't you.
ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike, your host, at Right Between Your Ears on this June 18th edition. I started up the set. I said we're going to go to the beach. And so, fittingly, the composers of the song you heard were two people. With one had the last name of G-A-N-E, Gane, and the other one had the last name of Gone, G-O-N-E. So Gane and Gone. But either way, the beach we went to was Echo Beach. And that was the Wayback Machine Band, Martha and the Muffins. And that was followed up by a favorite Neil Young song of mine called Ambulance Blues. Now, the next one up was Dwight Yoakam with some real pretty pedal steel guitar in that particular song. And the song was I Sang Dixie. And it was a song that Dwight wrote himself, a very touching song. The last song of the set, a little Chinese song you heard, was called Beautiful Flower Under the Full Moon. It's a traditional Chinese song, and as it happens, this one's going out with a dedication. Just within the past 2 hours, news came to me that my second father-in-law has just passed away, and so this is going out to him and his surviving family, and to my number one son, who that was his gung gung, that was his grandpa. And the man's name was Guak Sum, Lee Guak Sum. And if you ever lived in Vancouver and you rode the Main Street bus late in the afternoon coming out of Chinatown heading south, you would have been on the bus with Guak Sum. He did a 10-hour shift at a bakery for minimum wage, probably, well over 40 years anyway. And he worked about, I think it was 6 days a week. Yeah, 10 hours a day, 6 days a week at minimum wage. He would get home. He would vacuum his whole house. He would take care of his quite extensive garden. And then he would cook dinner for him, his wife, a family of five, and whatever grandkids were around, or husbands and wives of his kids or whatever. He was quite something. So that's going out to Mr. Guak Sum Lee. May he rest in peace. And my condolences to Mei San, Mei Yu, John and Jerry, and Mona. And of course my own son Daniel. So let me see what I've got for you for public service announcements. The ongoing mudslide 15 kilometers north of Lillooet, the roads reduced to single lane alternating traffic. Commercial truckers, please note there's a 50% legal loading on Highway 99 between its junction with Fountain Valley Road, 15K north of Lillooet, and its junction with Pavilion Clinton Road. There's some rock scaling, 5K east of Jackass Mountain, through Friday, June 22, at 5:30 p.m. The road's reduced to single lane alternating with up to 20 minutes delay. So just give yourself a good half hour when you're heading down the canyon into Vancouver area. One of my favorite places on earth, no matter where I've lived, is the library. Use it, maintain it, support it. It's a very important institution. Now, this is a summer reading club coming up on Wednesday, July the 4th. And it runs from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And there's a contact number, 250-256-7944. Free for all children from 6 to 12. Each session consists of crafts, games, snacks, reading stories, and sharing books. You have to register, though, and to register, just drop by the library or call 250-256-7944. It's happening on June 22, and that's a Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Somatic Repatterning Workshop. All sessions are unique as participants do important work from different periods of their life. Participants heal and repattern all kinds of experiences and trauma. At the beginning of the session, an intention is discovered for understanding/healing an aspect of the participant's pattern dynamic in their life. If you go on to the LACE, the Lillooet Area Calendar of Events, which is lillooetcalendar.com, all one word, Lillooet Calendar, you'll be able to find this, what I'm reading from, and you'll be able to have some hyperlinks that you can just click and to go to the event website and find out different things about it. So it says here the cost is over $20. There's no further information other than that, but it sounds like a good thing, and it caught my eye as being something that you don't see every day and quite interesting. So, okay, well, now we're up to a really cool part of the show, World Cup Report. For folks that follow it, bear with me, and for folks that don't follow it, you know, there's still time. Tournament goes on for a month, 2018 FIFA World Cup, hosted by Russia, and I'm calling today's show, as a matter of fact, from my own notes, from Russia with Love. The game started on the 14th, and I've been following World Cups myself personally since about 1990, where it was hosted in Italy. And what I've noticed over those years was that not every World Cup is a blockbuster. They're all phenomenal, but every three or four World Cups, it's magic. And we were due for a magical one, and it has been delivered. It's ongoing. Being hosted by CTV and TSN every single game, which is not the case in some other countries, so yay Canada. So here's a quick wrap-up. There's eight groups in the first stage of a World Cup for people that don't know, and they're just simply designated group A, B, C, D, so on. So play started on the 14th. Here's where everything sits as of today. In Group A, Russia, the host, always gets to play the opening game, of course. And in their group, there will be, each group has four teams, and each team has to play each other team in that group for the first round. So where we sit right now is Russia won their opening game 5-0 against Saudi Arabia, their opponent. And Russia and Saudi Arabia were both in the world rankings very near the bottom. So this just surprised the living daylights out of everybody and set the tone for an explosive competition. And now also in that group, Uruguay has defeated Egypt with a score of 1-0. In Group B, two powerhouses and also physical neighbors on the Iberian Peninsula, Portugal and Spain, went head-to-head. And at the end, when the dust settled, it was a score of 3-3 for a tie, which also surprised a lot of people. But they gave a very exciting match. And within that group as well, the Islamic Republic of Iran has defeated Morocco 1-0. In Group C, France has topped over Australia with a score of 2-1 in their first meeting. And Denmark, those Danes, they have beaten Peru 1-0. In Group D, there was a very important game because it was against Argentina, who's one of the highest ranked nations in the world for soccer, playing Iceland, who were debutants. They've never been to the World Cup before. And guess what? Iceland won, Argentina won. Iceland held them to a tie. In that Group D, Croatia has two goals over Nigeria in their first meeting. In Group E, we have Brazil and Switzerland with a 1-1 tie. In that same Group E, we have Serbia with a one-goal lead over Costa Rica in their first game. And in Group F, another big surprise. The cup holders from the last World Cup, 2014, of course, I'm talking about Germany, lost to Mexico 1-0 in the Luzhniki Stadium. They're right there in Moscow. And so I know the German boys got a little bit of a talking to in the locker room that night, I guarantee you. And the Germans will be up again to play on the 23rd. Now, also in that group, I have to tell you about the Swedes. So the Swedes played Korea, and that was today, the game. And they managed to pull off a 1-0. So Sweden sitting on top of Korea right now in their first meeting. And we go to Group G, and we have the Belgians just trouncing Panama 3-0. That also happened today. In Group G, also the game was today, here we got to tell you about England. And it was England against Tunisia, and it looked very dicey for a while. The score was 1-1, and England managed to come away with a man named Harry Kane, and I'm calling him Hurricane now, at the very dying minutes of time added on. Absolute textbook, magnificent header into the net to put England at 2-1, defeating Tunisia in their first meeting. And now tomorrow is the 19th, so anybody, if I've gotten your interest up at all, there will be a match between Poland and Senegal. There will be a match between Colombia and Japan. And there will be a match between Russia and Egypt tomorrow. And for the times and whatnot, again, if you live in Lillooet, it's carried by CTV on two different channels and TSN. As the British say, check your local listings. And with all that said, I think we need to just get back on in to a little more music. So let's do that now. From our high mountain transmitters to your FM dial, this is Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM. This is going out to you at Mel's Restaurant.
Kau pa'y lalaki ng gasta,
ka na ba matututo? Kinabukasan ay pinabayaan mo. Wala nang katinuan sa utak mo. Kahit tulog, walang trabaho. Ika ba nahihiya sa asal mo? Kahit na anong pangaral sa'yo, di pumapasok sa'yong sa ulo ang dulot mo. Patik ka sa mga tao, dapat kang bahiya sa palad mo. Kahit tulog, walang trabaho. Dait mo pa ang isang
every nation under the sun, elevating their favorite sign when he hit and run. You wanted it, you got it, the whole world is watching, so let's get this popping. We all out,
we right
here. Only one life to live, got so much to give. Fighting for the nation now, that is my gift. Run like a champion and win like a king. That's my only goal, my everything. Live it up now, now.
Lord, how mercy. Well, that right there, friends and neighbors, was this year, 2018, FIFA World Cup Russia official anthem. And guess who helped to write and sing and perform that song? Well, somebody you've seen in the movies before, and his name is Mr. Will Smith. He had a big hand in that song, as I said, singing it, helping to write it, and perform it. And if you look up that song to get a copy of it, it's credited to a man named Nicky Jam. And it'll have featuring Will Smith and whatever. And the lady you heard singing in there is from one of those little countries that's used to be part of Russia, but not anymore. I can't remember which. Might be Uzbekistan or somewhere. But she sounds like she's Caribbean. Sounds like a Rasta singer, but her name is Era, E-R-A, Istrefi, I-S-T-R-E-F-I. So that's Will Smith, Nicky Jam, and Era Istrefi with this 2018 World Cup official anthem. And I think they scored a goal with it, personally, myself. So what do we hear in this set? We started out with a man named Jean-Pierre Rampal, my second favorite flute player, after Ian Anderson, of course. And on that particular song that you heard, which is called Itsuki no Komorido, and that means Lullaby of Itsuki. And on that particular recording, which I have the vinyl record of, Mr. Rampal is playing a 24-karat gold flute. And yes, it does change the sound from a regular flute, but I mean, he's a master anyway. But beautiful, beautiful song. The song that you heard being sung in Tagalog, that was a man that you hear on my show as often as I can put him on, and that's Mr. Freddie Aguilar, the Bob Dylan, heart and soul of the Philippines. And that was his song called Kinabukasan, which means the future. And I'm sending that out with a dedication to Orly and Jackie and little Audrey over there at Mel's restaurant, and everybody else at Mel's, Mel and all her family, Mar and the girls. Last night, Orly and Jackie had myself and my wife Nisa over for a little Father's Day cook 'em up, and we really had a good time and appreciate it. So that one's for you guys. That pretty much wraps it up. I've had myself what we call down south a big time. I hope you did too. I'll get the girls to tell you who we are, and I'll get you onto your country playlist directly.
Radio Lulu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lulu
so on Banjo FM.
Radio Lulu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lulu 100.5 FM.
Hey, do Lulu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lulu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lulu 100.5 FM.
Doesn't matter how you say it or where you come from, this is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM.